Yes, when the eagle saw the wicked queen. We're back in the princess story, aren't we again? And what did the wicked queen look like? Right down there in the castle made of glass. Did she look like the prettiest woman who had ever walked on the earth?
No.
Did she look like the kindest, gentlest, sweetest mother anybody could ever have? Did she look like the kind of woman you'd want to run up to and give a huge cuddle, a hug, a love to?
No.
What did she look like anyway?
Horrible, nasty, and ugly.
And which of those was the worst? To be horrible, to be nasty, or to be ugly?
Ugly.
And what kind of a nose did she have? So she had a very long nose.
Well, I think her nose was up to here.
And what kind of hair did she have that made her look so ugly?
Long, disgusting black hair.
Was it straight or was it curly?
I think it was straight.
Long, straight hair. That was disgusting. Did the hair smell?
Yeah.
Really?
Did she ever wash her hair? I don't think she ever washed her hair.
So this is a queen who never washed her hair. Whose hair smelled. And anything else about her face? Did she have only one mouth or did she have two?
She only had one.
Only one mouth?
She's not a monster.
Okay, did she have three eyes? Was there an eye in the middle of her head as well?
Dad! She's not a monster.
But she's horrible. And she's ugly.
Dad, just tell a story.
All right. The queen was indeed somebody who had a face that most people wouldn't like. But the king loved her face and thought she was the most beautiful woman who had ever walked anywhere on the earth. The king was completely besotted with her. He actually thought that she was kind and generous because he was a nasty, mean man himself. And he thought that it was being kind to somebody to kick them up the bottom or to starve them of food or to blow bubbles in their ears. The king was a dirty piece of work. He really was. Everyone was absolutely scared of him. So scared of him that they used to quake in their shoes every time he got out of bed. There was only one person in the whole of the island who wasn't scared of the king. Do you know who that was?
The queen.
What?
The eagle, the queen?
No, person. The only person who wasn't scared of the king
was the queen.
And do you know who was scared of the queen? Every single person was scared of the queen. And do you know who was most scared of the queen? The person who was most scared of the queen was the king. Because the queen was the fiercest of them all. And the king, you know, the king wasn't very good looking. The king was very ugly. Something dreadful had happened to the parents of the little princess. How did this king and queen get to be in charge of the island? What had actually happened? What had gone wrong? What do you think happened while the little princess was away? Nobody knew. And I'm going to tell you now what happened. Because just as soon as the little princess dived into the water and everybody thought she had drowned or been eaten by sharks because she never appeared again, her mother and father were so distraught. Tears came out their eyes until there were channels down their cheeks.
Why?
Puddles of water filled the bedroom till the bed was floating. They cried so much, they lost their daughter. And all the silly princes, every single one of the silly princes who were so annoying and so irritating to the princess, do you know what they did? They all cried. Every one of them.
I thought that you were going to say that they all got blamed.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good story. But no, they didn't get blamed. Everybody cried. And the island was so full of tears that there were huge puddles of water all over the land. And the mother and the father of the queen got into a boat and they sailed. They left the kingdom. And they were never seen again. Nobody had ever seen where the mother and father of the little princess went. And do you know what? People didn't care. They were so upset, they didn't actually care what had happened to their king and queen. The only thing they cared about was that they'd lost the only precious princess they'd ever had in their life. And do you know why they lost her? That's what they said to each other. They said, why did we lose her? And one by one, the princess, the princes, the ones that had irritated and annoyed the princess, put up their hand. And they said, it was me. I drove her away. I was nasty to her. I stuck my sword into her, wherever they stuck it, into her bottom, her arm, her leg. I hit her with my shield on the head, even one of them said. I laughed at her, another one said. Every one of the princes had driven the princess mad, and they all thought that they were responsible for her leaving the island. In their heart of hearts, they knew that they would never see such a beautiful princess, such a kind and sweet and gentle and loving person again. And their little princess had put up with them. From birth, she had put up with them. She was the only princess on the island, and none of them would leave her alone to be herself. Now she was gone forever. Now the king and queen were gone forever.
But and she then, wasn't gone forever, but they were.
Who wasn't gone forever?
The princess.
The princess was gone. She had disappeared. Nobody would ever see her again. The birds didn't sing.
We're with her.
The birds didn't sing. Even the sharks were upset. Even the sharks. Everybody thought the sharks had eaten the princess. But the sharks knew that they hadn't eaten the princess. They knew that they were now princessless. That was how the evil king and queen took over. Everybody was so upset, so depressed, so down in the dumps, so fed up that they didn't care who was their king and queen. They let anybody be king and queen. And the most horrible people left on the island became the king and queen because nobody cared anymore. Everybody just wanted to lie down and howl. They weren't, because as soon as the new king and queen took over, the new king and queen brought in some new rules and regulations. And they wrote them down, they put them up on a board in the middle of the village. And it said, nobody is allowed to sleep on the job. Nobody is allowed to be late for work. Nobody is allowed to go home early. Everybody has to do overtime. You know what overtime is?
Yes.
Everybody had to do it. Nobody will get any pocket money. We have no money for pocket money anymore on this island, they said. In future, people will work hard and they will get less money. And we will keep all the extra money in the castle, specially so that we have a very nice time in the castle. And nobody cared. Nobody paid any attention. Everybody was only sad and miserable, and they didn't notice what was happening behind their back. And while their backs were turned, the evil king and queen took over the kingdom, took as much of the money as they could, and the people got poor, and the people got hungry, and the people got tired, and the people got weak. Weak. The people got so weak they couldn't fight back. And then they began to think that they deserved it. They felt that they deserved to be treated so badly. They said that it was punishment for the bad life that they used to live when the little princess was alive on the island. And they started to be glad that they had a dreadful king and a queen. And they started to welcome the punishments. And in the end, they completely forgot what it was like to have any other kind of life except misery. And the whole kingdom was transformed. It was transformed into a sad, sad, upset place where nobody knew what it was like to smile, nobody knew what it was like to tickle somebody, nobody knew even what it was like to laugh. And there was no yoga laughter. There was nobody to get them to do yoga laughter and to get them to learn how to laugh again. And this went on for a very, very long time. The eagle soared over the island, and the eagle looked down on the island, and the eagle could see that the people were defeated, that there was no life left in the people. The eagle could see that there was an evil king and queen, and the eagle decided that he should do absolutely nothing to interfere. Do you know why? Because the people had to learn their lesson. The eagle knew that nothing ever lasts forever. Happiness doesn't last forever. Sadness doesn't last forever. The eagle knew that whatever was going on in the kingdom would not last forever. And that the really important thing was that the people on the island needed to learn how to love.
By themselves.
Yeah. They couldn't be told how to do it. They needed to find again joy in their heart. And they needed to learn that if you are nasty to little princesses, that little princesses might never be there forever. Oh, it was a tough, tough lesson they had to learn. And it went on for a long time. And we know where the little princess was while they were learning their lesson, don't we? We know where she had been. And they knew nothing. All they knew was that life was okay. They used to say it was okay. They used to say everything was okay. They didn't even know that they were miserable. I wonder what on earth the pretty little princess is going to do about this.
What?
I wonder. What's going to happen next?
Tell me.
Is there any chance that anything will change in the poor kingdom? Will the princess stay and save the people? Will the princess turn around and leave, get back on the back of a dolphin and go back to Dolphin Island and never come back again? And what on earth happened to the father and mother of the little princess after they sailed away in that boat?
Tell me anything about the princess.
Oh yes, the princess. Where did we leave her? What was she doing?
She was left walking around in the woods.
She was. She walked around in the woods. That's where we left her, isn't it? That's right. And did she get loose from being carried?
I don't
know. Or was she going to be just this very second, in a minute, come out of the trees, out of the forest? That's what we'll find out in the very next chapter.